It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
La da 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 da.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Christmas like Run DMC. What do you guys think?
I love that song. Hello.
Hey, it's Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. Elvis is running a little bit behind.
Yep. Say, Elvis, you sound different and you look different.
Thank you. And Nate is also, he's on his way in too. Everybody's...
Hey, how long do I have to wait for Elvis to get here before I can take that iced coffee that's in front of him right there?
Oh, is this a place like school where your teacher's 15 minutes late, you can walk out of class?
I guess so.
Don't throw spitballs at
anybody. Anyway, welcome to Wednesday, December 18th, 2019. And I guess we should just do what we normally do at this time because it's pretty much a routine at this point.
Around the room.
Well, let's start with a phone call, right?
Oh, do we start with a phone call? You think I'd be here how long I've been in?
Dalen's calling us. Good morning, Dalen. Yep.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hi. Great.
We're great.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm talking to you guys.
So what do you do for a living?
I am a pediatric dietitian. I help babies grow when they can't grow on their own.
Oh, so. That's awesome. That's a great job. That's, right now, we don't really know what we do, so that's good.
Oh, you guys make my day every day.
You're the first caller of the day. Did we give them anything? Oh, my God. I never remember.
Yeah, of course. We got a t-shirt for you. How about that?
Oh, my gosh, that would be wonderful. And if you could, please ruin it.
But wait, I feel like we skipped the whole part. She's the first caller of the day for a reason, right?
Yeah.
What'd she call us for?
Well, she, right, it says here on the screen.
No, let her tell us.
Okay, so I have no clue what to say.
So I have tried so many times to call you guys, and I've never even heard the phone ring on the other end. So I was getting ready for work and thought, today's the day I'm going to try again, and I just can't believe I got through.
Yay! This is exciting.
So exciting. And I'm just, yeah, I can't express. I listen to you guys. I drive all day. I go home to home visiting the kiddos and their families. And I listen to your show. I listen to it on the podcast and everything. And you guys make my day every day. I'm so glad. Nate's back. It's just so awesome to talk to you guys.
Aw, thank you.
Hey, by the way, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
I thought I'd show up.
That's nice.
I left my phone at home. I actually turned back around and went back home to get my phone. I'm like, eh, screw it. Hey, so is this Daylin?
This is her.
Daylin, thank you for opening the show. I appreciate it very much. I just woke up.
Oh, good morning, Neil.
I woke up like 20 minutes ago.
Oh, well, we'll give you some time to get ready.
No, please. No.
I almost stole your coffee, by the way. I said, how long before I can take that?
You want some?
No, I'm good. I have one more.
Daylin, thank you for listening. I was listening to your call, and we love you. Thank you so much for putting up with this bull crap.
Yeah. I love it.
All right, have a great day. First caller of the day, T-shirt on the way.
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
We're going to ruin
it. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Hold on 1 second. Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. Can we do a later show? Can we do a show that's on later?
Yeah, you don't have to tell me.
Oh, please. Scary, give me music.
This is around the room music for you. Mm.
I appreciate it. Let me tell you something. Waking up in the middle of the night sucks. I called Froggy earlier, right, Frog?
Yes.
I'm like, can we do a later show? I mean, can we just go on at noon? Oh, I hate this stuff.
How was the cold pizza you were eating?
Oh, I ate some cold pizza.
At 5:30 in the morning,
No, 5:45 in the morning. Oh, please.
So you had breakfast.
Today is International Migrants Day and International Bake Cookies Day.
Ooh.
I'm in. All right, around the room. Danielle, what's on your mind?
So I was in Target last night, and I was trying to find Christmas pajamas because I have to wear them to a party and then for Christmas Eve. Let me tell you something. If you need Christmas pajamas, you need to get that like 3 months before Christmas. Yeah. All the good stuff is gone.
Oh, yeah.
Like the jankety pajamas are
pajamas?
Left. Yeah, like cute, like, you know, with little bears on it or like little elf on it. They're like the jankety stuff is left. So I found something which I think is okay, but it's not what I would have had if I was on the ball. So even Amazon,
it's
right
pajamas.
Now.
Pajamas.
Doesn't matter. You want to look cute. I want to look cute. Thank you very much. Next year, I'm going Please. 2 months ahead to find my pajamas.
What's cool. up, Scary?
Well, this is a public service to everybody. iPhone's update for their software is out today, 13.3.
No way.
And it's supposed to, you know, take care of bug fixes and keep you from being hacked when you do airdrops, because that's a thing. Well, don't set it for 4 a.m. in the morning on auto. Here's why. For someone that gets up at that hour, you miss all your alarms. It took an hour and a half for the phone to update. It was completely inoperable. I had
An hour and a half.
And my phone sat there, like, sitting. It's a long update for some reason.
So how is it better? Well, how is your phone better?
It is not better. Apparently, I'm safer from hackers right now. Mm-hmm. But I had to have Scotty B. I called him from memory to tell him to text Sam to be on the corner at 5:30. I mean, my whole morning routine was thrown.
Oh, man.
Don't do this in the middle of the
night. No, don't update. I told you. Updates suck.
I have no phone. Yeah. I left my phone at home. I have no phone.
Danielle's on operating system 2.
I thought you turned around to go home to get your phone.
I did. And I went home. I couldn't find it. I have no phone.
Well, you had it at 5:33. You had it.
I know I have one. I called Froggy, but
it's in the bed, maybe.
With pizza.
It was my pizza. I found my slice. I couldn't find my phone.
I can't.
Gandhi, what's up with you?
I'm a little stressed out about things that I've tried to order from Amazon as well, Danielle, because I kept thinking, okay, Christmas is the 25th. I have all this time to get it. Forgetting that I'm going out of town on the 20th, if I don't have my stuff by then, a lot of people are not getting their gifts on time. Sorry.
You know what? Screw them.
I know. No, screw me. I didn't think it through. It's my own fault. But some people will be getting gifts a little bit later, which I think is exciting because it's like second Christmas.
Right. It is.
I agree.
Yes. You're
Sometimes
welcome.
Sometimes Christmas just sneaks up on you.
Yeah.
December 25th. Oh, my God. It's almost here.
Yeah.
What's today's day? It's December 18th.
Oh, here.
All right. Let's get into your horoscopes. Producer Sam, what do you have?
Hi, Danielle. Will you help me?
Sure. You have your glasses today.
I do. I do have my glasses.
At least you have your glasses.
Yes.
I have no phone.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many birthdays today. Billie Eilish is 18. Sia is 44. Brad Pitt, Christina Aguilera, and Katie Holmes.
Whoa.
All celebrating today.
How old are they?
Christina Aguilera, she says she's 39. Katie Holmes says she's 41, and Brad Pitt says 56.
Ooh, look at that. He's older than me.
He is?
I believe Brad Pitt.
You do. That's it.
Yeah.
Capricorn, it's the perfect time to check off every task on your to-do list. Go into the new year with a clean slate. Your day is an 8.
Aquarius, allow yourself to have some good, clean fun. You're deserving of a nice, old-fashioned day of relaxing. Your day's a 9.
Hey, Pisces, don't read too deeply into what people are saying about you. Overanalyzing a situation can lead to negativity and wrong assumptions. Your day's a 7.
Aries, keep your happiness in mind at all times. Step away from people and activities that don't make you feel your best. Your day's a 10.
Taurus, you've worked hard to become the person you are today. Don't let anybody waver your confidence. Your day is an 8.
Gemini, take some time to let off some steam before the year ends. Go into 2020 with a fresh attitude and a clear head. Your day's a 9.
Cancer, don't make promises that you know you can't keep. It'll feel worse to fail on delivery than to not commit at all. Your day's an 8.
Leo, you've been feeling increased emotional tension lately. Try communicating with your significant other to resolve any negative feelings. Your day's a 10.
Virgo, keep working hard to pave your own path and create your own success. Life is yours for the taking. Your day is an 8.
Libra, consider being more of a listener than a talker. Those close to you will appreciate your kindness and willingness to be there for them. Your day's a 10.
Scorpio, don't worry about problems that aren't yours. Make sure to concern yourself only with issues that directly involve you and your life. Your day is a 9.
And Sagittarius, change can be good, but don't feel pressured to go too far out of your comfort zone. Maintain a lifestyle that is best for you. Your day is an 8, and those are your Wednesday morning horoscopes.
All right, into the 3 things we need to know. Gandhi, what's going on?
Well, if anyone's planning to travel to France, and that is not me anytime soon because I'm not going to be able to get there, but they're having some issues. The Eiffel Tower is shut down. Did you
guys
see this?
What?
Yeah, there's a big strike happening because workers are now protesting against the president. So they're mainly upset about a plan to raise the retirement age to 64.
Oh, that's Eiffel. I mean, awful.
Hey-o. So the Eiffel Tower workers walked out yesterday along with hospital and airline workers, teachers, as well as train conductors.
Paris.
I know, very sad. Spirit Airlines wants to make you a little bit more comfortable. They are adding new seats and bigger tray tables. They just unveiled the first plane that's going to get this makeover. The seats are padded and have a little bit more leg room, and the trays will now be full size.
Still, I have a problem.
Huh.
An
What's
airline
your problem?
Named after a ghost.
I never thought about that. That's a little depressing. And finally, I think this is nuts and a little bit torturesome. Have you guys seen the plans for new toilets in the office?
Yes.
Nonsense. They're wanting to install toilets that slant at about 13 degrees because they say it will make it uncomfortable for anyone to hang out longer than about 5 minutes. So it'll mimic a squat thrust and your body can only take it for 5 minutes and you got to get off the toilet and go back to work.
Sorry, Danielle.
Forget me. Greg T is in a lot of trouble.
Oh, thank God he doesn't work here anymore.
I think that's horrible. If you work in a place like that, you need a new job.
Damn, that's awful.
Ready for your Wednesday?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, let's have it. Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Hi, this is Katy Perry.
I'm Shawn Mendes.
With Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
This holiday, give the DNA gift with the most to give. A Health Plus Ancestry Kit from 23andMe. Receive $70 off now through December 25th. Order yours at 23andMe.com/Elvis. That's the number 23andMe.com/Elvis. This is going to be a great show today.
Oh, God, send us home now, please.
This is going to be a great show today. I'm just telling you right now.
Can we order pizza or something?
Yes.
No, God.
Whatever you want.
Daddy, can I have a puppy?
Yes. Whatever you need. What does your shirt say?
It says, this is my Hallmark movie watching sweatshirt.
Oh.
Even though I'm going to the mall today and not watching Hallmark movies.
I love people who get ready for work and they just don't care.
I love...
like all of us.
No, this... the Shop Forward, I bought this from them and some of the money went to charity. So, that, right. You know, I love the Shop Forward, so... I shop from the forward all the time.
Yes.
Anyway, so this is going to be a crazy show. You should hear what we're talking about during the song.
Oh my God.
All right, so
I don't want to know.
All right, let's talk about people who blocked you. So we're talking to Gandhi. Gandhi, you know, Gandhi is like, you know, in your face. She'll tell you how she feels about you, whatever.
Yes.
And so there are people who block her because because they hate her.
Apparently.
So there's people from Boston where you last worked
who have
blocked you. So the other night at Jingle Ball.
Yeah.
We ran into a few of her iHeartRadio co-workers from Boston because they're on the iHeartRadio Jingle Ball tour.
Yes.
And two of them have blocked you.
At least.
And what's your name, Danya?
No. I would never give names, but...
I just did. Danya. So why did she block you?
I have no idea. I actually thought I was cool with some of these people. And then I recently saw, like, one of my friends posted a bunch of pictures with them, and I'm like, oh, I wonder what she's up to. Clicked on it, and it was like, user not found. I said, what? Hold the hell on. So I texted my friend, and I was like, did she block me? She goes...
Well, obviously you pissed her off. Okay, so what? What's wrong with you, Sam?
I'm just... keeping my jacket over my head in hopes to keep my head from exploding.
This is going to be a great show.
I still say all of this is better than the other conversation that we were having.
So true.
So did anyone text Alex and tell him I have no phone?
We did. And he's like, I think he doesn't want us to text him anymore.
Okay, good. All right, I have no phone. I love living a life with no phone. But both eyes are functioning. Yeah. Pretty good. How you doing, Nate? You good?
After this eye joke conversation, I'm doing great now. This is what I needed to wake up. I love a good eye pun.
Today's a good day for a stroke.
Yeah. Oh, God.
No,
I can't take.
Please.
I can't take three.
Come on.
The third one will do me.
But wait, we do have a list. What to do if Nate goes?
I know. Thank you, Gandhi.
Yeah, Gandhi put that together.
We're going to talk about that next, and also why were you blocked? I need to hear from you. 800-242-0100. Text us at 55100. All right. So into the feel goods. Yes, producer Sam.
All right. Well, Gandhi sent me this story, and it is one of a Christmas miracle.
Yay!
So Caitlin Figueroa Lopez is 13 years old. She has autism and has been basically nonverbal her entire life. She can muster a couple words with a prompt, but that's literally been the extent of it. Well, every year, her neighbor decorates his driveway with a ton of Christmas lights, and he knows Caitlin loves them, so he leaves out a little chair for her to sit in.
Aww.
Well, something happened this year, and Caitlin got up from her chair completely unprompted and said her first sentence. Mom, look at the blue lights. Look at the snowmen. Santa's coming.
What? Oh, how cool.
Neighbors were coming up and saying, wow, I've never heard her speak before, not realizing that Mom had not heard it either. This was such a big night. It's such a beautiful story. I'm going to send out the video so everyone can see it. Gandhi, thank you very much for this.
You are very welcome.
And if you have a story that deserves to be featured, email me, sam@elvisduran.com, subject line, feel good.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, yeah.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Elvis, ho, ho.
Oh, let's talk about 23andMe.
Oh.
I love 23andMe. Here's how it works. You know, look, everyone loves getting personalized gifts. I mean, you can go to the mall and buy something and it puts their name on them.
Yeah,
and,
like an ornament or something.
That's stupid.
Wait nothing a minute, I got you an ornament like that.
Nothing gets more personal than a DNA kit.
Yeah.
So this holiday, give the DNA gift with the most to give. The Health Plus Ancestry Kit from 23andMe. Mm-hmm. How great is that? Spit in a cup. Find out more about your life. Seriously, I love 23andMe. I mean, I learned about where my family's from, what I'm about. I mean, what diseases I'm most prone to get. I mean, I don't want to know that. I scratch that off the list. But other than that, it helps you discover more about yourself and what connects you to you and your ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
There's something for everyone in the family, even those who are hard to buy for. 23andMe is the way to go. Talk about it straight, Nate. 23andMe.
I actually just logged into my 23andMe, and I have zero variants detected for cystic fibrosis.
That's very good.
I may be having a couple of strokes, but at least I probably won't get that.
You don't have cystic fibrosis.
I mean, yeah. I spit in the cup for 23andMe. They told me I'm 25% scotch, 30% vodka.
Accurate reading. Yeah.
So get your Health Plus Ancestry Kit for $70 off now through December 25th at 23andMe.com/Elvis. That's the number 23andme.com.
Wait, how much do I save? What?
$70 off. It's great.
Oh, stop.
The number 2.
How do they stay in business at these prices?
The number 23andme.com/Elvis. Remember, always / your Elvis. Order by the 16th to get it before Christmas.
Oh, my God. Stroke just
like that. When did you learn to spit? I didn't even know you knew how to do that.
Oh, shit.
You know what's so sad?
We're only 30 minutes into this 4-hour show.
And there goes the 23andMe account.
Oh, no.
It was great while.
Merry Christmas! Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
I love Scary. So Scary's reporting our weather forecast here in New York City. He says today we're getting a squall. But he doesn't say a squall. He says a squall.
A squall.
Because it's going to be sunny and windy, and then a quick squall of snow is going to come blasting through here.
I've never heard of a squall before. I mean, that is a word, right?
I've
squall.
Heard of it. Yeah, it's
a heavy blast, quick, that dumps a lot and leaves quick. It's a dump and run.
Like most of my boyfriends.
Right.
Anyway, so a squall. Uh-huh. Say the word squirrel.
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 A squirrel
will be in the squall.
Got lost in the squall.
Okay, say the sentence. I wrote this down for you. Oh, say this sentence slowly.
The squirrel got lost in the squall while carrying a squash.
A squirrel got lost in the squall while carrying a squawash.
Is he going to the restaurant?
Yeah. The restaurant. All right, read this. I wrote this for you. Read this. Scary, read this.
Yep. The squirrel ran from the squall and ran into a restaurant.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
And tried to steal some lady's jewelry.
Oh, dear Lord. Oh, my God.
Better you than me, Scare. Better you than me.
Can I go home and go back to bed? All right. Hold on. Let's go talk to Grace. Hi, Grace. Why are you up so early? What's going on?
Hi. So I'm actually in the parking lot of my job, waiting to go inside to work.
Oh, thank you for spending a little extra time with us. Wait. So we were talking earlier with Gandhi about people who have blocked her, her actual friends. Even the one-eyed girl from Boston.
That's crazy. Has
blocked her. So who blocked you?
So my bridesmaid, my husband and I got married back in like May. And right. 6 months later, we were invited to their Friendsgiving. And we completely forgot. Work was crazy, closing out the end of the year. And no joke, it was like 11 o'clock at night. We're laying in bed to go to sleep. And I'm like, oh, crap. We totally forgot to go to their Friendsgiving. Should we text her? Should we let her know, like, oh, my God, we're so sorry. We couldn't make it. We're like, you know what? It's 11 o'clock. It's a little late. Let's just wait until the next day. Well, the next morning came. And before we could even send a text message to say, oops, sorry, my bad, we were blocked.
Oh,
we
were deleted. That's
really?
Not cool.
We did not exist.
That's stupid. Yeah, I mean, that's stupid cool. of them.
Yeah,
I mean,
they should have checked with you to see what happened and give you benefit of the doubt. That's
and they had
not
leftovers.
Cool.
I mean, they
yeah,
could have lived
that's
without.
Not cool.
So they blocked you because you didn't come over for Friendsgiving.
Ridiculous.
No.
Full
cool.
blown. 4 years later, the grudge is still lingering.
Are you serious?
I mean, have you seen
like,
them?
Friendship
have
you, over.
Have you? You haven't talked to them since the day you totally gave them the green weenie.
We have mean, not talked to them. We've seen them in passing, and it has been the most shadiest of shady scenario to have gone down. It is crazy.
Aww. You know what? Sometimes nature does us a favor. They weeded them out of your life. Yes. Screw them. Pieces of crap.
Yeah, not cool.
No offense.
Basically. I mean, honestly, it was like such a cherished friendship, and I can't believe that it went to crap over forgetting to go to Friendsgiving.
But they
after our wedding.
But they have fully functioning eyes, though. They're good, right?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, God. But
yeah,
that just shows you that they really weren't your friends to begin
yeah,
with.
Yeah, let them go.
I mean, it shows you the true character they have, you know?
Exactly.
You're better off.
You know what, Grace? You can blow me off anytime you want, and I'll still be your friend.
Oh.
Well, I'm just happy to be on the phone with you guys. Seriously.
I know.
My husband and I commute so crazy to get to work. And, like, we listen to your audiobook on Audible.
Did you like it?
I loved it. I want more.
I know.
I'm
writing another book. I promise you. I mean, today alone will be an entire chapter.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, Grace, have a beautiful day. And we will not block you. We love you.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you more. Have a good day. Hello, Marie. Marie,
hello.
So yes. Listen to this. Marie was actually blocked by her mother-in-law.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Oh, my
God.
Wait,
while you were still married to the person?
Yep, we're still married.
Oh, geez, okay.
So what happened? Why is your mother-in-law blocking you?
Can I just first say that I absolutely love you guys. I've been listening to you for so long. It's amazing.
Oh, Marie, thank you. I love you. We're not going to block you.
Danielle, you and I have the same birthday.
Aww. Well, happy early birthday.
Yeah.
Wait, when's your birthday?
March. March 29th.
March 29th.
It'll be here in 2 or 3 months. All right, so Marie, your mother-in-law blocked you. Talk about that.
Yeah. So I work in a school. I'm a teacher. And we saw a presentation on internet safety when I was pregnant, and my husband and I made the decision to not post pictures of our children on social media.
Oh, okay.
And my mother-in-law refused to comply, and so anytime I would complain about her posting a picture, she would get upset, and it was this whole big thing.
I mean, you asked her nicely, I'm sure. Hey, please don't post pictures of our kids. And she had a problem with that?
Yeah, she very much so did. She felt that she could share it with anyone. And I told her, you can share the picture with whoever you'd like. You can text it to them. You can, there are other ways of sharing the picture.
I think the older generation, a lot of them don't realize about social media and what it can, do.
I really don't think, Danielle, as a parent, it's scary, the world out there.
No, very much
so. Of course, my kids get recognized before I do, and sometimes I go, yeah.
So the mother-in-law had a problem with you. She had a problem with you having a problem with her putting your kids online, so she blocked you?
Yes. I feel like it's also like a power struggle,
Life is too short. It is so not worth it.
And I can respect that,
I know, but your husband's in the middle, though. That's got to be kind of hard for him a little bit.
I think it was in the beginning, and now it just pisses him off. Because it's like, how many times can you nicely ask over and over again the same thing, and you get,
Let, give me her number. I'm calling her now. Nothing's scaring me right now. I have no fright. All right, well, Marie, sorry about that. So being blocked by a mother-in-law who's actually being kind of a turd. Good riddance. Goodbye. You know what I'm saying?
I know what I'm saying. I feel the same way, but, she's my mother-in-law.
I know, but she's being an asshole. It's okay. All right, Marie, thank you for listening, and good luck to you and your husband and your kids. And you know what? It's good. You did the right thing. So, it's her problem. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's her problem. Yeah. It's her loss. Mm-hmm. Hello, Nicole. What's going on?
Hi.
Well, hello. I'm doing well. So, you broke up with a boyfriend?
Yes.
And tell me the story.
Yeah, so I went to college and he was still in high school, and I just went to college and was like, "Oh, well, there's a lot of boys here and this is fun." And so I broke up with him and he got really mad and he sent me a picture of a Build-A-Bear that I had got him, and it was like torn up and thrown in the trash can. Was the picture. No caption, like nothing, just a torn up bear. And he blocked me from all social media and I never talked to him again. I'm 26 now. And it was like 10 years ago almost.
That's so funny.
He's such another turd. We're hearing about turds.
My ex-boyfriend did that too.
Wait, he did what?
He didn't send me a picture of a ripped up bear, but I got him something that meant a lot to him, and he loved it. And when we broke up, he sent me a picture of him throwing it in the garbage.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, dude, you're only spiting yourself. Come on, man.
You know what? My ex-boyfriends have been boring, I'm realizing.
Mine too.
Yeah. I think it was more funny than, I don't know if I was supposed to be like mad or sad, but I laughed. I mean,
so he ripped up,
not laugh at that.
He ripped up a bear and took a picture of it and said, this will show you.
Exactly. Yes. And then blocked me. I think he's married now, though. I tried to look him up, but I can't see anything since I'm blocked.
Yeah, same. I'm blocked across the room.
I'm sure he's having a great life. Well, Nicole, oh my gosh, Nicole, I got bad news. You just won a gift under the DeLonghi Days of Giving Christmas tree.
Yay!
That is awesome.
All right, so we're going to open up a gift under the DeLonghi Days of Giving tree. And by the way, if you go to DeLonghi.com and buy anything on their website, and you should buy everything on their website, 10% of all proceeds go to our friends at Cookies for Kids Cancer. So, okay, so, Nicole.
Yes.
What if we got you like a ripped up bear? Okay, so Gandhi's opening a gift.
I give it to my dog, probably.
I know. Dogs love ripped up bears.
They do.
All right, so Gandhi's opening up your gift. Let's see what you got under the DeLonghi Days of Giving tree.
Well, congratulations. You won the 3-in-1 specialty coffee brewer and 2 cappuccino glasses.
Oh, yeah. Stop it.
Yep.
Oh,
worth.
Yay, that is awesome.
You get a 3-in-1 specialty coffee brewer in SCA Golden Cup certified and offers a perfect drip with bold, balanced flavor over ice and a consistent cup of smooth coffee every time with automatic pour over.
I love a perfect drip.
Oh,
I thought you would.
You know what I'm saying?
This thing's cool.
Well, congratulations. You know, maybe you should send this to your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, maybe. Ripped up. I don't know if he'd be too happy.
Oh, screw him. You know, these things always tend to work themselves out. They leave us, and we're so happy they did. Anyway, Nicole, congratulations.
Yes,
enjoy your DeLonghi, whatever that is. It's fabulous.
All right, thank you guys so much. I listen to you every day. I take my dog to daycare in the morning, and it takes me like an hour out of my way.
Aww.
And so I listen to you every morning.
I love that. I love that. Thanks for spending time with us. All right, Nicole, hold on. Your DeLonghi's on the way, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hold on. Look at that. How great. Again, go to DeLonghi.com. It's DeLonghi.com. And buy anything on that website, and 10% goes to Cookies for Kids Cancer.
Love that.
Scary. I love the song. I can be honest. I'm 1 hour into the show. I still don't have my phone, and I'm doing okay without my phone.
You're feeling good?
Scary, could you go this long without a phone?
No, dude. I'd be in cold sweats right now.
Really?
I'm actually, my hands are actually clammy, and I get goosebumps for you.
Oh, my.
Right, oh, please, Mary, calm down. Into the Danielle report. Danielle.
So, Selena Gomez admitted that she soiled herself at an Ed Sheeran concert because she didn't want to leave the show.
Soiled?
I've been at an Ed Sheeran concert, and I agree. It's hard to go to the bathroom there because it's so damn good.
I would so poo myself at an Ed Sheeran concert.
Is soiling always a poo? Could it be a pee?
It could be a pee. She just said she covered herself in a sweater and made it through the rest
of the
show.
Yeah, front or back?
Which area was soiled?
Well, if she covered herself with a sweater, I'm going to go ahead and say the...
So Selena Gomez...
Oh!
Selena Gomez...
Know.
Well, hold on. She pooed herself because...
She didn't say she said soiled. Soiled could be anything.
So Ed Sheeran was that great.
Yes.
I felt the same way with Lizzo the other day.
I need to look more into this. It must have been, I think she meant peed herself.
I would never use the term soiled if I peed myself.
Well, let me tell you. Maybe. You don't even want to know what I did at the Cher concert.
Yes, I do.
I soiled everyone around me. Come here, let me soil you.
I'm trying to find the
Come here, Nate. I'm going to soil you.
I'm so
happy so Nate's back.
While I do the next story, could you find the exact quote from her, please?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Demi Lovato has a new neck tattoo. It says Survivor.
Oh.
So if you get a chance, check that out.
I love her.
So you guys know Baby Yoda in The Mandalorian on Disney Plus.
Who cares?
Everybody loves the... Do not say
I don't
who
care
cares.
About Star Wars. Who cares?
Okay, are you kidding me?
You and Dave Brody.
But I am not a Star Wars fan, but I understand the love from other people.
Oh,
so
yeah. He's cute.
He's cute. He really is cute.
I like Cher more.
Anyway, the Mandalorian's breakout. Even though he's big, he's not going to be in the new movie that's about to come out, The Rise of Skywalker, Star Wars Rise of Skywalker. Don't expect to see Baby Yoda, even though he's not a baby, in that. He's not going to be there. So this is going to be awesome. Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve this year.
He's dead.
Oh my gosh, I know. But Ryan Seacrest is taking over like he normally does. And it's going to be awesome. Post Malone will be performing. Sam Hunt will be performing. Alanis Morissette, joined by the cast of Jagged Little Pill, will be performing. That's all from Times Square. Then you know they're going to have celebrations in all kinds of different cities. You've got Green Day, Paula Abdul, Dan and Shay, Dua Lipa, Megan Thee Stallion, Salt and Pepper, Sierra.
Whoa.
I mean, it's going to be great.
They're all in on this one show?
Yeah.
That's a great show.
Half of them will be in LA, half of them will be in New York.
It's better than Jingle Ball.
It's going to be awesome.
I think she pooped.
She did poop?
I think she pooped.
Back to Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
She pooped at the...
She says...
I was trying.
At the... what concert was that?
She said Ed Sheeran was playing at the Hollywood Bowl. There was so much traffic and I was very uncomfortable, let's say, down there in that area. I will say it's the first time I have maybe soiled my pants a bit. I was that excited, but I didn't want to leave. So I just kind of went, all right, I'll put a sweater in the bottom of me to kind of make it through the concert. That
Good
ain't
for her.
Me.
Call me now. When's the last time you soiled your pants?
Okay.
I want to hear from you now if you've soiled your pants. 1-800-242-0100.
Let's talk about Charlize Theron. She says that she was sexually harassed by a famous director early in her career.
Oh, no.
She said she tried to call him out at the time, but back then publications would not print the person's name. But she says she is actually going to out the person eventually.
Oh.
So, yeah, we're going to wait for that. There is so much on television tonight. This is live in front of a studio audience, all in the family in good times. That's on ABC. Again? You also have, yeah, you also have
that.
Woody Harrelson, Marissa Tomei, they're all going to be on there. Second season finale of The Masked Singer is
Danielle,
on tonight.
Did you know Scary was at Walbaum's and pooed his pants?
Yeah.
You duked yourself?
What, where the hell is that Walbaum's?
It was summertime.
you duked yourself at Walbaum's, the grocery store?
No, it started before that because I had a Mr. Softy ice cream. And then I went to Walbaum's to shop, and my stomach started gurgling. Okay. I had to leave my
underwear. Okay, so hold on. That ice cream, I mean, the soft serve ice cream, what's that chemical they have in there?
Alestra.
It makes people poo themselves.
What's it called?
I finally got to the dingy bathroom inside of Walbaum's. Next thing you know, there was no toilet paper. I had to wipe my butt with my underwear and leave them in a garbage can, and then I walked out.
Back to you, Danielle.
All right. No, wait. Speaking of what you went through, Survivor's on tonight. The 39th season finale of Survivor.
I have to go home.
This is cool. So Dean Cain will be hosting Masters of Illusion. It's a special Christmas.
Why? Why does he have a career? I don't
Christmas.
Get it.
You never did
Christmas
yourself?
Magic 2019. And on Netflix, if you are a fan, it's the series premiere of Soundtrack.
Remember he used to be in love with Dean Cain?
Oh my gosh, he was.
No, you
Superman.
Wanted to like ride that.
Oh yeah,
but
really?
He's like, Dean Cain, really?
Yeah, when he was in Lois and whatever the hell he did. What did he do?
Back to you.
You know, that show Google. He did. And the series premiere of Soundtrack, like I said, if you don't know what that is on Netflix, it's a musical drama starring Callie Hernandez and Paul James as two struggling artists who fall in love in Los Angeles.
Ever duked yourself? Call me now.
Oh my God. And how?
What?
By the way, we just ordered some fried shrimp.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
And Monty sticks, but keep them away from Scary.
We did. This is going to be the worst show ever. I can't stop laughing. I'm not even high, I swear to God.
My favorite line of the day is, you duked yourself at Walbaum's?
Sorry.
Call me now if you duked yourself at Walbaum's. Hold on. Hello, Sarah. Sarah.
Hi.
Oh, my God. You are so far upstate in Albany, the capital of our great state of New York. Were you at Walbaum's? Where were you when you duked yourself?
I'll never forget it. It was third grade computer lab, and we were playing Oregon Trail, and I had to go so bad, but I was so into the game. I was too afraid to ask to go to the bathroom. So I was wearing a denim dress. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Wait, hold on. So you were so into Oregon Trail, you duked yourself.
She actually got the dysentery.
You actually left an entire Oregon Trail.
Oh, my God.
And I love you're wearing a denim dress.
Not a forgiving material.
Oh, my gosh.
I was wearing my dusters. So Sarah, you were in high school, right? I mean, you pooed your...
No, I was in third grade.
Oh! We thought this was last week, Sarah.
I know. I gotta be honest. When I was in third grade, there was no such invention as a computer, so I can't relate. But you pooed yourself in computer lab. Computer.
It gets worse.
Computer lab.
What happened? It gets worse. What happened?
So the computer lab monitor was this lady. It was my friend's mom. So she obviously knew I did it because I didn't tell anybody. And when we got up and left, we all just got up and left. And, like, she obviously had to clean it up. Like, she obviously knew I did it. And I had to face her for the rest of my life. She never said anything to me. But every time I look at her, I'm like, oh, my God, I pooped my pants.
Oh, I love a good story of hope. All right, well, Sarah, thanks for listening. And have a great day, okay?
Thanks, guys. You too.
I dare you to get Alex on the phone to tell his poop story.
Get him on next.
I bet he won't do it.
Well, you can't call him because you don't have a phone.
I don't have a phone. My phone's, I think it's in my bed. I don't know. Call Alex.
I'll call him next.
No. Oh. Come on.
We need to break, Elvis.
A That's former host of mine pooped himself.
Which one?
Dave.
Dave who?
Dave Kalen.
Did he text Columbus?
Dave Kalen, while he was on the air?
He pooped himself in a meeting. We've talked
how
about
how old was he?
Like 40 something.
Yeah, like
old
I don't want you to call up if you pooped your pants in third grade. Call me. That's too average. I
call me now.
Like
can I admit 35. Something? Though?
He was grown. He walked out with paper behind his khaki shorts, and there was a streak.
Oh.
Yeah.
What, Danielle?
Having two kids, and if anybody else agrees with me, if you've had kids, sometimes when you laugh a little, you pee. So if I have to throw up. I pee at the same time. It's not pooing, but I pee at the same time.
I get it.
You palm it.
I've done that.
It's horrible.
It's a palm it.
It's, yeah,
remember
it's
when Graham Norton visited our show?
Yeah, I think that was scary now.
So Graham Norton, you know, the British, the funny as hell British talk show host. He came to our show with an assistant. One of them left their underwear full of poo in our trash can. I'm thinking it's Graham Norton. Are you calling Alex?
I'm trying to remember his number. We'll get him on next.
Ask Alex if we can talk about the time he pooed in the truck. Okay. All right.
That's a good tease. You should break.
Yeah. Coming up next, Elvis's husband pooed in the truck.
Oh, my God.
If you ever...
Poor Alex.
Again, if you've ever duked yourself, call me now.
This holiday season, if you want to give someone a really inexpensive gift, tell a friend about Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, you cheap bastard.
If you're like me and you like a little naughty, crazy fun with your friends, go get the Telestrations After Dark board game. We love playing this game. You will too. Buy it today at Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, Barnes & Noble, or wherever you buy board games. I'm dying for a Pepsi.
Oh, you're not supposed to do that, though.
I know. I'm not supposed to have carbonated beverages, right. But I'm in the mood for some fizz.
Okay, a little sippy sip.
And another thing. And another thing.
And another thing.
Our entire show is turned into a show about people pooing their pants.
Do you think people are eating breakfast right about now?
As long as we don't get too graphic.
Okay.
You should rename this segment. See, we used to do, and then my boobie popped out. This should be, and then I duked myself.
Yes. That's a Gandhism.
Yes.
You brought us the word duking.
Yeah, a dookie.
Look at all these phone calls.
Dropping a duke.
Did you get Alex on the phone?
He's on 24.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my God. He's not going to want to talk this. Do you want to talk about it?
Talk about what?
Uh-oh.
Okay, so we went to lunch in Santa Fe.
Yeah.
And Alex says, I got to go home now. I'm like,
yes.
I said, go to the bathroom. There's a bathroom here in the restaurant.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I got to go.
All right. Well, first of all, we're in Santa Fe, and the high altitude messes around with your stomach.
Okay.
He's like, let me preface it with that.
Okay. There's green chili on everything.
Yeah, there is that. Okay, so go ahead.
And one thing about me, I've never did number two in a public restroom in my life.
I know, but you need. But you were in such a bad state. You needed to do number three.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
Anyway, so we're at one of our favorite restaurants, and he says, we got to go now. Right?
Yes. And so Elvis goes, all right, let me get the check. We get the check. We go to the car, and there's never traffic in Santa Fe, and we hit all the traffic there is on the road.
Oh, no.
And so Alex starts cramping in the truck.
Yeah.
Right? Oh. I'm driving. He's in the passenger seat.
And then I apologized, and he said, why are you apologizing? I said, because something's going to happen, and I'm very sorry about this.
He duked. No. He duked in the passenger seat.
At least he apologized.
But I will tell you, in our truck.
And I rolled down the windows.
Good.
Can I tell about the... Okay, so our truck has those seats that during the summer you can push the blue button, and it blows cold air up into your butt. Okay, anyway, go ahead. It's perforated seats.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
But then we pull up to the driveway, and all the landscapers are outside, and they want to have a conversation with us.
Oh.
And I'm like, Elvis, just get out of the car. Go move them. Go get them somewhere else. And I'm going to run in the house and clean up.
Yes.
And that's what I did. And then I came back out, and I cleaned the truck.
He Windexed the seats
with the
perforated, you know, holes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then next time we got in the truck, he tested out the button, and there was this smell going out.
No!
I pushed the button that makes the cold air come out of the seat.
Yeah.
Like a week later, it smelled like poo.
Oh, like, oh, shot out.
Your sharticles are pooing all over my... Oh, God.
I love you, Alex.
I love
it
him,
happened,
too.
Alex. What,
did you tell about Uncle Johnny in the liquor store?
Oh, no.
Did he poop, too? What?
So, we went...
Why do you guys duke yourself all the time?
I don't know.
Santa Fe, really.
So we flew into Palm Springs. We're in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
And we rented this beautiful house. It used to be the Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra used to live in this house. I was like, look, we got to go to the liquor store because we have no liquor. So we take Uncle Johnny. Can you get Uncle Johnny on the phone?
Oh, God.
We take Uncle Johnny to the liquor store, and he's wearing white pants, right, Alex? He's wearing, like, white linen pants.
Yeah, but commando. He doesn't wear any
underwear. So we're in the liquor store. It's me, Alex, I think whoever, Reptile Matt. Or
Drunk Jimmy.
Drunk Jimmy.
Oh, no.
And Uncle Johnny. And Uncle Johnny says to me. Uncle Johnny says this.
I don't tell anyone, but I shorted.
I shorted. And I looked over, and like he's got brown stuff oozing out of his pants. He says, please don't tell anyone. So you know what I do, right? What did I do?
Tell everybody.
It's like, attention, everyone in the liquor store.
No.
Uncle Johnny just sharted himself.
Oh,
he got so mad. He got so mad.
Was it coming out the top or out of his ankle?
Yes.
But the best was he was wearing his white linen capri pants.
No.
And it was just disgusting.
We're going to devote 4 hours to pooping yourself.
Oh, my gosh.
What a show.
I think Uncle Johnny's dodging my call. I've tried three times.
What's the text, Scary?
I was wearing a skirt sitting in front of the pit at a Puddle of Mud concert, and I had too much to drink.
Created your own Puddle of Mud, did she?
Oh, my God. Don't ever poo yourself at a Puddle of Mud concert. Hey, Alex, I'm sorry. I left my phone at home, so you can't text me, but I love you.
Okay, I'll leave mine, too. Bye.
Okay, bye. Love you.
That
was a little passive-aggressive.
Yes, it was.
Okay, I'll leave my phone, too.
Yeah, since you need to be more responsible. That's what he's telling you.
You should never poo yourself at a Puddle of Mud concert.
I think that's a perfect place to
poo
yourself.
Exactly. If you're going to poo yourself, that's where to do it.
Confuse people.
What happened to Puddle of Mud?
I don't know. I think they had one hit called Blurry, and then the
They had one what?
Hit.
Oh, hit. Let's go talk to Danielle. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Elvis.
How's everything in beautiful Lancaster, Pennsylvania? You know, they hated us there when they put us on.
I love you. I don't care about them.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so what happened, Danielle?
So I was living in Texas. I had a small commute, 20 minutes. I drank my morning coffee, driving around, and all of a sudden I started feeling cramps. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can make it. Got out of the car, started running, and I tripped. And when I tripped, I pooed myself.
Oh, boy. You tripped, and that was a trip.
Are you on the ground and pooing yourself? I mean,
I'm on the ground, crying, trying to reach the door.
Oh,
she duked. She duked herself.
She tripped and duked. She
tripped. Oh, it was horrible. It brought me back to my childhood, I think. I was crying.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Danielle. Danielle, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, a Pepsi. Oh, a nice cold Pepsi just arrived.
Now he's going to start burping.
Oh, man, he's going to burp and Duke. Right, Danielle, thanks for sharing that story of hope.
You're welcome. Love you guys.
No, we love you more. Thank you. Can we just do an entire show devoted to people pooing themselves?
Oh, my.
Oh, look, you know, I don't drink carbonated beverages, but this Pepsi looks so good. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Oh.
You're going to create your own story, Liz.
Oh, that's so good. I'm going to burp. Hold on.
He's going to burp.
Oh.
You feel better?
I can't believe they pay us to come in and do this.
Oh my gosh. They might not anymore.
Hello, Jackie. How are you?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. We're talking about poo, and I'm burping out loud. And they pay us for this. So what's going on, Jackie? Tell us your story. You're listening to Q102?
I am. So today is my birthday, and I actually duped myself on the way to a huge job interview.
Oh, no!
Well, first of all, happy birthday. So you're going to a job interview, and you duped yourself?
I totally did. I was on my way. I was walking down the street. I misjudged a fart. And I shat myself.
Can we say the word shat?
Nope.
I think you're okay.
Nope,
I think the word shat is good. Oh, shat is good. All right, so
I misjudged a fart.
I love that you misjudged she misjudged a fart.
Never trust a fart. Never.
I know. I called my friend for help, and she just busted out laughing, and she wouldn't stop laughing.
Oh, my gosh.
Well.
That's awesome.
So I had to pull over and throw my underwear away, but it was all over my skirt. So when I went
went in to meet the person I was interviewing with, I had to, like, always be facing them so that I didn't turn around.
Oh, no.
No,
they're still there.
Wait, did you get it? Did you get the job?
I got the job. Yeah! I got the job.
Well, guess what? You just won a Tate's Holiday Gift Basket. It's time to give the gift of Tate's. The season of giving is here, and the folks at Tate's Bake Shop are in the giving mood. So they're gifting you an amazing Christmas party dessert tower. Oh, an entire tower of dessert. Are you okay?
I'm so excited.
So, in your dessert tower from Tate's, you get their signature chocolate chip cookies, a delectable sour cream coffee cake, a chocolate.
That sounds dangerous.
Wait, hold on. You also get a chocolate chip pie.
Yes.
And brownies.
Yeah.
I might beat myself right now.
Oh. Let me tell you something. What a great day to call the local radio station to talk about duking yourself. Look, you know
thank
I love
you guys so much.
Oh, no. It's you that should be thanked. We love you so much. Thank you for listening, Jackie. Jackie, right? Jackie, have a beautiful day, and let's try to control. Hold on one second. Keep in mind, Tate's Bake Shop. For any and every reason, go to tatesbakeshop.com. Use the promo code Elvis. Get a big percentage off. Is it 20%?
20%.
Like 20% off. Go now, won't you? Can we get back to the Puddle of Mud concert?
Yes. Well,
that was a solid act. Are we running late?
Yeah, we're running. But it's been fun.
What?
It's been fun.
Yeah. All right, it's been fun. Yeah. I think the fried shrimp is here. We have to take a break. Yeah. Your phone tap coming up next.
This show.
I love it.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Don't answer the phone.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
And today, it's from Garrett.
Yes.
What's it all about, Garrett?
Kristen's going to play a phone tap on her husband, Tony. Now, Tony's that guy on the block who loves to deck out his house for the holiday season with lights, blow-up things on in the front lawn, all over the house, even in the backyard.
Huh.
So I'm going to start the call to Tony as his brand-new neighbor that lives right behind him that he hasn't met yet. Let him know I have a little issue with his holiday decor around his house.
Oh, good. The new neighbor chiming in.
Yes.
The holiday decorations. Let's listen in to Garrett's phone tap. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Tony Flores?
Yes, who's this?
Hey, Tony. My name is George Feeney. I live right behind you. I just moved in about 3 weeks ago. We haven't met yet, so...
Hey. How you doing, George?
I know this is not the best way to meet, but I'm having a little issue and wondering if you could help me out with this.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Shoot.
I noticed about 3 days ago your Christmas stuff went up in your front and even backyard, too. But why have stuff in the backyard? It's just a little bit much coming into my house, and it's always blinking and boom, 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 and I'm trying to sleep, and it's like boom, boom.
I understand, but you know, you have to understand, too, it's the season.
Can you just maybe tone down the lights or take down a few in the backyard and just...
Listen, I know you're new and everything, but I ask anybody in the neighborhood, every single year, people come from all over. I am like, famous a little bit around the area for this, okay? You know, I've won awards every year. I get a prize, okay, for doing what I do.
Fantastic.
Get some blinds or whatever, and you know, I'm very sorry. You can't sleep. Put a mask over your face or whatever, your eyes. Cover your eyes somehow, but the lights are not going off, okay?
I was afraid that we're going down this route. This morning, I went to your house, and I took your blow-up Santa.
What? You said what?
I took your blow-up inflatable Santa in exchange.
You better not have.
Yes.
You better not have even touched it.
It is sitting in my basement right now, and if you want to turn down some of your lights, you can get Santa back.
Listen to me. I get home about 6, 7 o'clock. That better be back where you found it. Do you understand me?
I will give it back and put it where I found it, exact place, once the lights get turned off.
No, the lights are not getting turned off, okay? I don't get ultimatums from you, okay? You listen to me. You put my Santa back.
Again.
That is a family heirloom. You understand? I'm going to put that in my will to my kids. Do you understand what that means to me?
You're giving your kids a blow-up Santa?
Yes, I am, okay? If it's any of your business.
All right, well.
None of your business.
Well, maybe we can work a deal.
No.
We're friends here.
Deals.
We're friends.
I'm not here to make deals.
All right, well, maybe you can come over. We'll have some coffee or maybe some tea. You seem like a tea guy. We'll talk about this.
I'll come there, take my Santa, and kick the out of you. How about that for a deal?
I will deflate Santa right now. I will deflate him, and you will not be able to blow him up again.
No, no, no.
from Santa. I swear
I will
to God,
cut Santa.
I will kill you.
I will cut him.
You will cut him. I'll cut you.
P.S. Make sure your wife is wearing some clothes because I'm tired of seeing her walk around naked in the backyard.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about my wife naked?
She had some orange juice naked the other day. Whoa, la-di-da, look at me.
No, she does not do that, first of all. If you disrespect my wife one more time by saying that, you're going to get your ass kicked again.
I am not disrespecting anybody.
Give me 2 hours. I'll be there.
Kristen.
Oh, my God. I am in so much trouble.
I didn't know he was that into Christmas.
He's awful. Oh, he's calling me right now.
Let it go to voicemail. It'll freak him out a little bit more, and then we'll call him right back, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, honey. What's up?
Hey, listen. Where are you right now? You home?
I'm running errands. I'm at the post office, and then I was going to go to the
school. Sorry, forget all that. Go home right now. I need you to go home. Our house is under attack by that crazy guy behind us.
Our house is under attack?
Yes, he took Santa already.
He took Santa?
Yes, he said he saw Santa, and he's not going to give him back until I draw up the legs in the back. He's like keeping him up at night. I don't know. Whatever. I don't care. I'm like living behind the Grinch over here. He probably doesn't even celebrate Christmas. That's why he's all pissed off.
He might have a point.
What?
The backyard lights, if they're too bright.
What are you talking about? What are you turning on me now, too? Oh, yeah, and another thing. But he's telling me that he's looking at you through the window drinking orange juice naked. Were you doing that?
I do it every morning.
Christian, what are you doing? Why would you do that?
It's not a big deal.
Oh, my God. They closed the blinds. I'm so embarrassed. This guy's, I'm telling him a liar, saying he's making things up, and he's telling me the truth on this. Put some clothes on and drink your juice, will you?
Tony.
What?
Hey.
Who's this?
Tony, my name's Gareth from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, and
what?
You just got phone tapped.
Oh, my God.
All over Santa.
Yo, I've already started driving home. I'm going like 90 miles an hour over here.
Tony, what do you want to say to your wife?
Oh, yeah. Santa better be home when I get home. And you better be naked, too.
Elvis Duran phone tap. Have an idea for a phone tap? Go to ElvisDuran.com. Click on the phone tap tab. Tell us what you want to do.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
There you go. It's the best of the holiday phone taps all this week. Who's doing tomorrow, Scary?
I think it's Boy Band Bonanza, the Christmas collection tomorrow.
Oh my God.
I can't wait till tomorrow. All right, well, thank you, Scary. Danielle and I are so excited. All right, let's get into the Danielle report. Danielle.
All right.
Danielle, coming up in 20 minutes, the big gift.
I can't wait for the big gift.
What'd you do?
I got ketchup all over my fingers, and so I got them all over my jeans, and so now I'm pouring water on my jeans. And Nate said, serves me right, because I plopped the ketchup on the fries, and nobody wanted that except me.
Oh.
So it serves me right.
Yeah, that's a monster
for
move.
I'm only thinking of myself. So selfish.
You
I am.
And your ketchup. All right, well, with that said.
All right.
In 20 minutes, the big gift. What are we giving away today? You'll find out in 20 minutes.
I can't wait to find out.
Yesterday, we gave away $1,000 worth of Tumi luggage.
Yeah, that was cool.
The day before that, we gave away a cruise on Norwegian Cruise Line.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to give away today?
Let's see.
Nate, do you know?
I actually don't. It's so nice to be out of the loop on a few things. It really is.
I got to tell you, sometimes having a stroke is a good thing. You're unaware.
Oh, God.
It's true. I've had two.
Silver lining.
That's so great.
I've had Nate.
Twice.
Nate, I've had two.
I've had twice as many strokes as Dick Clark. Jeez. Believe that one.
Oh, my God.
That's not good. He's dead.
I know. But I'm sure he would make a joke like that.
Yeah.
I've had like four less than Winston Churchill. I looked it up. The guy had six.
Did you? While you were like out on stroke leave,
yeah.
You actually looked up famous people who've had
strokes. I'm like, I've had two. I'm not even 40. He had six, and he lived to like 80. So I'm like,
there you go.
I'm good.
I didn't know there was a stroke tote board.
Right, let's check the tote board.
The stroke board.
The stroke board.
The stroke tote.
Right, well, okay. We love you.
Hey, I love all you.
Can
guys.
You do me a favor? Would you please stop having friggin' strokes?
I'm trying.
Okay. I'm in seventh place on the stroke.
keep an open mind. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying.
All right, let's get it. Okay, Danielle.
Yes.
What are you
all
doing?
You guys laugh at my sweatshirt that says, this is my Hallmark movie watching sweatshirt, but Jasmine Stringer from Minneapolis is being paid $1,000 to watch 24 Hallmark Christmas movies. She
won
the contest.
Mary.
Remember I told you about the contest that was happening? There's no word if she'll let all her cats watch. That's the joke. Or she will watch by herself.
They paid her $1,000?
$1,000.
I would pay $1,000 to never see a Hallmark movie.
218,000 people applied for this gig.
That's
in the end, she got it.
not a good hourly wage.
No.
At all.
I'll do it. Are you kidding me? I would do it for free.
Okay.
So you guys know the Peloton wife in the commercial that everybody's like, well, guess what? She just got a gig on The Bold and the Beautiful. Yep. So she's, you know.
Wait, hold on. The headline here is The Bold and Beautiful is still on.
It is. The controversy that happened with her was good for her.
Okay.
Because everybody knows her now and she's getting gigs. Let's see. There's a list of the best Christmas albums of the 2000s. Let me just tell you the top three. Merry Christmas to You, Mariah Carey, is number three. Sarah McLachlan, Winter Song, is number two. And Kelly Clarkson's Wrapped in Red comes in at number one.
Wouldn't have guessed.
If I was to tell you what's going on in the studio while I'm trying to do this report right now, Nate and Elvis are making fart noises at each other. This is what I have to work with, everyone.
Hey, Nate.
I'm just watch gonna, late Nate.
I'm just going to keep going.
Watch your Nate.
So South Park viewers watched 30 billion minutes of the show in 2019. Looks like Jussie Smollett might be coming back to Empire before it ends.
Mary, get a job.
Pink has been named Artist of the Year by Pollstar. Let's see. Miley Cyrus and Cody Simpson might be launching a new musical act called Bandit and Bardot.
Have you heard my new musical group?
What's it called, Miley?
It's called Bandit and Bardot.
Which one are you?
I think I'm Bandit.
Remember last time Cody Simpson was here?
Yes.
He's such a sweet guy.
He's cute.
He's kind of dirty looking.
Live in front of a studio audience.
No, but I mean, in a hot way.
Okay. Live in front of a studio audience, All in the Family and Good Times. That is out tonight on television. The Masked Singer, the second season finale there. The 39th season finale of Survivor is on tonight. You also have Dean Cain hosting Masters of Illusion. It's a Christmas Magic 2019 special. And if you're into it, over on Netflix, it's the series premiere of Soundtrack.
Oh, I'm so happy Dean Cain has a gig. You remember Wilson, the cleaning guy?
Yes.
He was such a good friend of ours.
We love him.
He's still around, right? In Jersey City?
In Jersey City Studios, yeah.
Oh, Wilson, we miss you.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show proudly present a Christmas CD to end all Christmas CDs. Wilson the Cleaning Guy brings you the classics as only he can. Just listen.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell chime, jingle bell and time. Dicing and praising jingle bell square. And the frosty air.
You'll shed a tear when you hear Wilson sing this.
Rockin' on this Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie, and the world don't sound caroling.
And if you act now, you'll get this very special Wilsonized version of the kids' classic, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer has very chestnuts, and he fools every song you will ever say is glow. All the other reindeer, you see the loud and cohenay. They never let poor Rodolfo play any reindeer game.
Even Frosty himself would say Wilson's version of his song is simply magical.
Frosty the snowman, why a jolly happy soul? Why the cork painted on button nose? And today is made out cold. Frost in the snowman. In the fairy tale they say he was made of snow by the children. No.
Wilson the Cleaning Guy's timeless Christmas CD. No matter what holiday is yours, it's time for us all to celebrate.
Ah, the holidays.
If you don't start putting those lights on the tree, I am going to wrap them around your neck, and I'm going to choke you with them.
Stop busting my balls.
Happy holidays from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
If you're like me and like a little naughty, crazy fun with your friends, go get the Telestrations After Dark board game. I just love playing this game, and you will too. Buy it today at Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, Barnes & Noble, or where you buy board games.
Cholula. What is there to be said about Cholula that we haven't already said?
We just put it all over all the stuff that we're eating, and we're eating a lot of stuff.
We just had those egg bites from Starbucks.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta be honest. They're good, but they need Cholula.
A little bit of enhancement. It's great.
As long as I have that wooden cap on my hot sauce. I know it's Cholula. And all the flavors, oh.
So good. I am not even kidding you. I actually sort of use it as decoration in my apartment. Danielle came over on Friday, and she was like, oh, my God.
I can't believe how many bottles she has around. She really does.
And no offense. You're decorating with hot sauce?
Yes, it is beautiful.
You need a gay guy in your life.
I think it's beautiful.
I mean, Cholula hot sauce is a beautiful thing.
Yes. And I got a little wooden thing, and I display all the flavors, because they have a ton of flavors, like original, green pepper, sweet habanero, chipotle, chili garlic, chili lime. And like we said, it enhances the flavor without overpowering it with spice. We love Cholula hot sauce. Try it. Buy it for yourselves. Tell friends about it. The one with the wooden cap.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight.
Kiss my hairy
Hey, hold on a sec. You're not doing what I'm telling you to do.
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up! Kill you!
Get out of my life.
Oh my God. Screw it. I'm going home.
This that.
Happy holidays.
Up your stick it here.
From Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
You are foul.
Sorry.
Oh, the snowflakes are texting us today. Hi, snowflakes. Snowflake alert.
Let the skies on.
Snowflakes.
What are they offended by today?
People are offended. People get so offended at the things we say.
Was it me? It's always me. What did I do now?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't you.
I think some people wake up looking for stuff to be offended about.
Yeah, stop being offended. If you're offended, go away. I mean, no offense. I mean, I love you if you're listening. Just understand that every once in a while we're going to be a little offensive. It's okay to be offensive.
Ridiculous.
Snowflakes.
Ridiculous.
Was it the toot yourself conversation?
Yeah, no, they're mad that we talked about people pooing themselves earlier.
It happens, it's life.
They are ridiculous. What are these words?
These are the words we don't know.
I've never heard these words in this song. What the hell is this? This is Let It Snow? We count blessings instead of sheep. Who wrote this?
That's a Bing Crosby song. This is Ray Conniff.
Now I'm offended. They took a great song, Let It Snow, and they turned it into this. Oh, I can't.
I'm offended
song.
You're offended.
I'm offended that you're offended that I'm offended, Froggy.
I'm not listening to this show anymore. I'm turning it off.
I'm not a fan of the show. Yes. Yes, Producer Sam. Are you offended today?
No, I'm offended you turned it off. I love that song. It's from White Christmas.
Yeah. I know, but those words, I mean, that's not the Let It Snow I grew up to.
White Christmas, I used to watch that with my daddy all the time.
Oh, nice.
That was one of our favorite movies.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I'm triggered.
Are you triggered?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Yeah. People are offended. People are texting us. Actually, just one person was offended.
My favorite is when someone texts in, I'm not going to listen anymore because of XYZ, and then they text in the next day, and you did it again. I'm like, oh, you're
away.
Still here, are you? Well, I like
it. You know
it.
What? Here's the thing. Here's what's great about this great country of ours. You have a choice. If you want to go listen to Light FM, go listen to Light FM. If you want to go listen to, like, Coast, I mean, what stupid stations.
Hey.
The river.
Thanks for listening to the river. I mean, okay, go listen. It's okay. If you want to hang out with us, your buddies, your pals, you'll be offended from time to time, but it's okay. We all get along. We apologize. I'm sorry if I offended you.
Are you?
All right, by the way, we got to talk about Nate. Two things. He walked in today and said, has it snown recently? I meant snown. So what kind of word is snown? S-N-O-W-N?
It's the past of snow.
Oh.
I thought it was snowed.
No. I mean, it could be snowed, but snown's a word.
So, okay, so this guy says the word snown. So I look at him like, are you okay? Are you having another stroke?
No, I'm not having another stroke.
So I go online, and sure enough, Nate's right. Snown. Yeah. Snown is a word. Look it up, Daniel.
It is. Yeah. It is a word.
That's a jackhole word. You
Stop
say
it.
Snowed.
No, it snowed last night.
It's snow. It
Nobody
snowed last
night. Nobody uses the stupid word, but it's a word.
I know, but it's a word. It's there. Snown is a word.
I'm going to use it now.
How much ketchup can you spill on yourself
today? Oh, my
today?
God. Please don't even. Is it still there? I put ketchup all over my sweatshirt, all over my jeans.
Twice.
I smell like tomato.
She committed the ultimate party foul, and then the fries fought back. It's the best thing I've ever
seen. You know, my favorite
seen.
Thing is when, and I'm not kidding you, when Scary spills ketchup on his shirt, yeah. he sucks it out. Yeah. It's like, you suck the ketchup out of your shirt.
Before it leaves a stain and goes dry, I just suck it out. It comes right out of the fabric.
I know, but you taste, you're like, ooh.
Oh, God.
It's so nice. And you taste it.
I don't want to waste it.
Oh, anyway, so, okay, back to Snown. Yeah. It's a word. I mean, he's, would you stop doing that?
Sorry.
It's a real word, Snown.
Yeah, I used it before. I haven't used it recently, but I think my stroke, when I had it, it kind of put it back at the top of my list.
You got a new vocabulary?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I've used words I haven't used in years, or words I never even knew I knew.
So what else has changed since your stroke?
I smell and taste things way more than I used to.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like my new superpower.
You are becoming one.
I walked in this morning. He said, "Oh, you smell like booze."
Yeah.
Do I?
Merlot, right?
I never drink Merlot.
Okay.
Anyway, so you're smelling things you didn't used to smell. You're using words you never used.
It's really weird. It's like I unlocked a new level in my brain that I didn't know I had. No, it's crazy.
Oh, speaking of Nate and his stroke, I need music here, Scary.
Stroke music?
Yes.
How about the strokes?
No, just give me some music, Scary.
Okay, Clarence Carter stroking?
Can you stop sucking the ketchup out of your shirt?
Okay.
I gotta suck that ketchup right out of my shirt.
Here it is.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Four.
Oh, here we go. So, as you know, our Nate has had two strokes.
Yes.
And we're wondering, so, if Nate decides to stroke out, what do we do? So he wrote us a list of things to do.
Gandhi, Gandhi asked me, well, what do I need to do in case you stroke out? So Gandhi prepared this list.
It was very nice of her to be. I'm worried.
So Gandhi,
yes,
you have a list in case he has another stroke. We need to follow these rules. Daniel, are you paying attention?
I've got it.
Froggy?
And I went and posted it everywhere.
Froggy, paying attention?
We all have copies in our bags.
Yeah, I'm ready. All the way from Florida. I'll help out.
And I've been quizzing them.
We all have copies in our bags that we have to carry at all times.
So if Nate has a stroke, I kid you not, this is the list. What do we do?
This is what we do. First thing we do,
911.
Yeah, 911. Yes, good job, guys.
Very important.
Second thing we do, tell them he has a heart valve replacement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there are things that they should not be doing to him to... Like bring him back?
Right.
That heart valve replacement people
need to know.
They can't handle.
The third thing we do, tell them he had a subarachnoid hemorrhage.
Yes. That's what I had 4 weeks ago and 3 days. 4 weeks and 3 days ago. Yeah.
Then we tell them, also he had a stroke a year ago. We have to tell them that too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then we have to tell them that somehow Nate is allergic to Neosporin.
I don't know how.
Yeah, I don't know how that's weird.
He'll get a rash. Be careful what you're doing with the IV and where you're sticking it and what you're putting on it. Mm-hmm. And then we have to tell them all of the current medicine that he's taking so that in case they want to give him something that counteracts with it, he's okay.
It'll take us 15 minutes to have this conversation with him.
Do we have a list of your current medication?
She's got it right there.
I got it right here.
All right.
The list is gabapentin, mm-hmm. amitriptyline, ibuprofen, oxycodone as needed, and then he was on something that he ended on the 16th, so we're going to cross that off the list now.
Okay. So those are the things we need to tell the 911 people.
Yes.
All right. And now we know if Nate has a stroke, we need this list. Can we post that on the wall?
It's always posted everywhere.
I mean, I'm totally serious.
No, what's your
left? No, I really did.
Right there.
Okay, it is posted right over there.
It's important.
Nate's not going out on my watch. I gave it to all the interns. I gave it to Scotty and Andrew. It's in Josh's studio. It's everywhere.
Good.
Thank you, everybody.
I want to make sure you're covered.
Yeah. I mean, we violated several HIPAA laws, but I mean, that's totally fine.
It's okay. No, we don't have to abide by HIPAA.
Exactly. I'm fine with that.
All right. Let's go around the room. We'll start with you. Danielle, what's on your mind today?
So we were talking about shopping and everything yesterday. So I don't know about you guys, but I actually feel good about my shopping this year for Christmas.
Really?
I feel in control.
I haven't bought one thing.
Really? I feel like I'm almost done. Like I have a small little list of a couple of little things I need to get.
I mean, Christmas is like tomorrow, right?
It's like a week from... When is it? Next Thursday?
Oh,
next Friday?
Lord.
I don't even...
It's a week
Thursday.
From today, isn't
Wednesday?
It?
Wednesday? I don't know. It's next today. Week at some time. But I honestly feel like I have a grip this year on my shopping, which is crazy.
Yes, Daniel.
So 1 week from today.
I feel... Is it 1 week from today?
1 week from
Elvis,
today.
Elvis, you better start Amazon.
I better start shopping. By the way, Snown is not in the Merriam-Webster dictionary.
Oh, Nate. It's in the I had a stroke dictionary.
Yes. A special dictionary for people who have had strokes.
In the Merriam-Strokester.
But congratulations.
I'm sorry if you are not ready. I apologize. I don't want to get anybody upset.
I'm kind of jelly.
But I feel pretty good right now about that. At least that part of my life.
Producer Sam, what's up with you?
I hope every artist who has played on the radio has a little bit of humble pie every day and realizes how freaking lucky they are. Not just super talented, because you do have to have the right opportunity to get where you are today. And I say that because last night I was in the subway and I was listening to a subway performer. He blew me away. And I'm like, this guy is just performing in the subway. His Instagram is gr.nyc. And he was singing Etta James At Last when I got up. He's walking around in tall red, like kinky boots. He is a performer and he's just on the subway. I'm like, sir, you need to be famous. You are fabulous and your voice is incredible.
Let me tell you something. The subway is more entertaining than Jingle Ball. I think they have the best performers down there.
It was so good. He blew me away. So pay attention to your performers when they're great and freaking love you, Gilbert.
Froggy, what's up with you?
You know, I don't think mall Santas get paid enough. I don't know what they get paid, but they don't get paid enough.
Why?
A couple double days ago, I saw a mall Santa. Kid peed on the Santa Claus.
Oh,
like, you know, I don't know what they pay that guy, but it's not enough. He lets random kids with all kinds of diseases sit on his lap all day long, giving him a cold, peeing on him, pooping on him, and then he gets up and goes home. Oh, they don't get paid enough. So.
No. Peeing is one thing. Please don't poo on Santa.
Seriously. Yeah. Don't poo on Santa.
I'd be so mad if I was Santa and got a cold.
Right. What's up with you, Gandhi?
I am 2 days late to the party, but I think all of us want to celebrate this same thing. We know some women who made the Billboard Women in Music 2019 list, and we love them. So a big shout out to our boo, Thea. Mitchum made it on there.
We love Thea.
Sharon Daster made it on there. We love both of them. Yep. So I just wanted to give them a big congratulations because that's awesome. And I love women who kick ass.
Excellent. Excellent. Music's scary. What do you have?
Number three.
You ready? It's time.
Elvis's big gift.
For the big gift. You know, you can put sleigh bells behind any song and turn it into a Christmas classic.
We should try.
Scary, do you have any music?
Yeah, it went away.
Can you, like, produce the show?
I was still working on stroke music.
All right, let's do this.
Elvis is big gift.
Oh, there it is. Everyone say good morning to our friend Lisa.
Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Happy holidays.
Well,
happy
you
holidays.
Too. And you just won the big gift.
Yes. Yes. It's my day.
You don't even know what it is, and you're all happy.
I know. It doesn't matter.
What if it sucks? What if the big, what
you
if,
guys.
What if the big gift sucks?
Forever.
You know what? I can be honest with you. The big gift does not suck. You just won a $1,000 Macy's gift card.
Woo!
Awesome. Oh, my gosh.
Holidays are here. They
Thank
told me
you so much,
I had to
guys.
Say that. It says right here, must say holidays are here. Mm-hmm. Look, Macy's has gifts for everyone on your list at all price points. I love Macy's. I could spend a year at Macy's. They have gifts under $25, gifts under $50, gifts under $100. But all you need to find is a gift under $1,000 because you won a $1,000 gift card from Macy's.
Oh, my God. That is awesome. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for listening. You just won the big gift.
This is big gift.
Have a great day, okay? And thanks for listening to us, Lisa.
You too. Thank you.
Hey, after you go shopping at Macy's, call us and tell us what you bought, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Hold on 1 second. So the next 2 days at this time, we're giving away more big gifts. I wonder what we're giving away tomorrow. Into the big three things you need to know. Gandhi, what's going on?
All right, four companies are being sued by the Michigan Attorney General over the opioid epidemic, making Michigan the first state in the country to classify major opioid distributors as drug dealers. Wow. More than 2,000 Michigan residents died last year from opioid overdoses. So they're really going after this.
How many?
2,000, just last year.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Researchers have figured out something that's going to depress us all. If you want to get over the winter blues, they are saying the key is to avoiding sweets. I don't know how you do that at the holiday season. We have two plates of something over here. It's impossible.
No way.
But apparently sugar can trigger processes in your body that are connected to depression and negativity.
Well, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Thank you to Alfonso's Bakery.
Yum.
Because of them, I'm not feeling too happy.
I feel thrilled.
I'm totally thrilled.
Exactly.
There's like chocolate mousse inside these cannolis.
I know. Me too. Yeah. Alfonso's is the best. The best.
It's amazing. And finally, Amazon has added a new feature to, should I say her name? Alexa?
Alexa?
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to turn everyone's on, you know. This feature is going to help you change the subject if a family argument breaks out over the holidays. Apparently, you can just yell, Alexa, change the subject, and she'll throw out a new topic.
We need that on our show.
I know. We should get one of those and just see what she
Alexa,
has to talk
change
about.
Alexa, change the topic.
And those are your three things.
Thank you, Gandhi.
You're welcome.
Hey, it's Lady Gaga.
Hi, America. This is Sam Smith.
Hey there, it's Dean Lewis.
With Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran and The Morning Show.
Hello, lady.
Elvis Duran and The Morning Show.
What's up, it's Danielle. Reminding you that Walgreens is right around the corner for you when you need anything during the holidays, from gift cards or wrapping paper to just something to keep the sniffles away. It's easy. Get in, get out, get jolly with Walgreens.
Why are you on Pornhub?
So sometimes when you guys are talking about Christmas carols, if you type that Christmas carol into Pornhub, you get fascinating things. You guys were just talking about Dominic the Donkey. Mm-hmm.
And so you did a search on Pornhub for Dominic the Donkey?
Rolled the dice, found something weird.
I know. It looks like Garrett, by the way. That
oh,
guy.
My God.
No, Garrett, he looks like you.
It might be me. I'm not going to say. I'm not going to confirm or deny.
Show Nate what you got on Pornhub after searching for Dominic the Donkey.
Nate, are you ready for this?
Do you think that's real? Froggy, have you seen this?
Well, there is a male star.
Named Dominic the Donkey?
Star, no, that looks exactly like Garrett.
I know, but it's... I mean, he has like an...
And if it's him, he can do it. Yes, he could. Yes, yeah.
Wow.
Look at that.
Oh, my God.
No. Ow.
That hurts.
That hurts.
I never leave the house.
Oh, there's no way.
I couldn't even walk after.
But look what
that.
He can do to himself.
He can do it. Now, does he live in the area?
I don't know.
can we invite him over?
We'd never leave. We'd never leave.
That looks like
that.
No, Garrett, it looks like you.
It could be me. I'm not going to confirm or deny it.
Just confirm it. Say yes.
No, that's not Garrett.
Or
that's
is it? Crazy.
I saw Garrett nude one time.
Oh, did you?
Did yeah. you?
We are really
we were
a family
in
here.
The Bahamas, I think. We were in the locker room.
Oh,
at a pool.
All right.
You were there too, Brody. We all looked at yeah. Garrett. We all
looked at Garrett.
We all looked at you.
Yeah, my eyes are up here, guys.
By the way, I mean, Garrett, he's packing, but not like that guy.
Wow, that guy really is packing.
I know.
Give me another Christmas carol.
So everyone's doing a search for Dominic the Donkey on Pornhub.
And don't at me.
Dude, at him.
Yeah.
He'd love you to at him.
Okay, do...
Ooh, I bet White Christmas brings up some weird stuff, too.
Do you have some music for us, Gary?
I do.
Oh, here's my favorite holiday song. It's about Froggy. Have you heard this?
Yeah, ching-a-de-ching.
Yeehaw, yeehaw.
It's Froggy the big honky. Ching-a-de-ching.
Yeehaw, yeehaw.
The redneck Christmas honky. NASCAR, car, car. NASCAR, NASCAR, car, car, car.
All right. what else do you have?
Oh, the angel with the tree. Oh, that's the original Dominic.
Oh, the original Dominic. Yeah. Here's a song about Garrett.
Hey, ching-a-de-ching. It's Dominic the Donkey. Ching-a-de-ching. The Italian Christmas donkey. La, la, la. La, 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 la. La, la, la. La, 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 la.
I'd like to find the guy.
Have you heard this one?
Who done me wrong. Stuck my butt up on this Christmas tree.
You ever heard this before?
Stuck my butt? No. What?
Who put the stomp in my rump-a-bump-a-bump? Who took and jammed it in my ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? Who stood the wood where I poop-she-poop-she-poop? Who put the stick up my hip-di-dip-di-dip? Who was that man? He shoved it up my can and left me stranded on this Christmas tree. When this angel heard chop-a-pop-a-chop-a-pop-pop, a dreadful fear went right into my heart.
It's the angel on the tree.
Poor angel.
Those pine tree needles sting me.
Oh, no.
Ram-a-jamma, ram-a-jamma near my ding-dong. He'll never know how much that's
key change, key change, key change.
So who put the stomp in my rump-a-bump-a-bump? Who took and jammed it in my ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong?
All right, all right. Okay, so here's another one for you. Ready?
Mom made beans for dinner. I know I ate them all. Said, come get your coat on. Going to the mall. You're gonna visit Santa and sit upon his knee. But all that I could think about was how not to cut the cheese. Waiting there for Santa, I thought that I'd explode. The gas bubble grew bigger with every ho-ho-ho. Tried my best to hide it, that I was doing swell. But when I sat down on Santa's lap, he hollered, "What's that smell?"
I farted on Santa's lap.
And his shiny nose, and we all know Frosty, who's made out of snow. But all of those stories seem kind of gay, 'cause we all know who brightens up our holiday.
Come on, all together now.
Yay!
Here we
go.
Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh. Oh.
Small and brown, he comes from you.
Sit on the toilet, here he comes.
Squeezing tween your festive buns.
Squeeze tween!
Oh, here we go. Sometimes accidents happen.
Rudolph the brown-nosed reindeer. This is how the story goes. Was always nice to Santa. One of Santa's special
doughs. Oh, here's a good one here.
I saw Daddy kissing Santa Claus underneath a mistletoe last night.
And then here's a song for Brody. A lonely Jew on Christmas.
Oh.
It's hard to be a Jew on Christmas. My friends won't let me join in any games. And I can't sing Christmas songs or decorate a Christmas tree or leave water out for Rudolph, 'cause there's something wrong with me. My people don't believe in Jesus Christ's divinity. I'm a Jew, a lonely Jew on Christmas.
Aw, Brody. First night is Sunday night.
The good news is
the first bulb.
The good news is we save money on electricity. We don't have to put all those lights up.
It's time for Christmas profiling. Here we go. You ready? Here we go.
Police, stop my car.
Police, stop my car.
Police, stop my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up.
It's better.
Police, stop my car. Police, stop my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up.
And finally, a song for me. Walking around in women's underwear.
Oh, yeah.
Lacy things.
Lacy things.
The wife is missing. Didn't ask for her permission. I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose.
Walking around in women's underwear.
Aha! Put on your seatbelts, everybody. Put on your food belts. Oh, no, it's not that time of year.
It's a song for Scary.
No, it can't be. It can't be.
It's the most fattening time of the year. With that pumpkin pie filling and everyone swilling down eggnog and beer. It's the most fattening time of the year. It's the lip smacking a season of awe. While you're shopping, you're cheating, impulsively eating that junk at the mall. It's the heaviest season of the year.
What?
I got a request.
What do you want to hear, Ver Frog?
You know what song I want to hear.
What do you want to hear?
Why can't we hear Christmas Shoes?
No, but you a
terrible ass song.
What?
I'll play it. But
no!
Let me tell you, it's the worst song ever.
It is. It was almost
Christmas. It's a song about a kid whose mother's passing away and he can't afford shoes at the shoe store.
Mm-hmm.
And so some guy gets in line and buys the shoes.
Yeah.
It's a lie. This never, ever happened. They wrote the song to make you cry.
Yep.
And I hate them for it.
Yes.
Way to kill the mood, Froggy.
Yeah, don't play that, Froggy.
Come on.
Really?
I just want to hear the beginning.
I mean, it
sounds like Michael Bolton, the guy singing.
It's the saddest story ever, but it's contrived. They made it up.
It is.
It's not
like
a real story.
At it.
It's just such a lie. You know it's a lie.
It is a lie.
They wrote
it's
it
a
just
big
to
lie.
Make you. I don't think we have it in the system.
I think it's gone.
Good.
Oh,
Christmas shoes.
Hold on. Let's see if I have it here.
There's a. I don't know if it's a Hallmark movie or a Lifetime movie, but there's a movie based on it.
And people get mad. People get mad because I hate this song.
No, I hate it too.
It is bad.
You have no heart,
Elvis. It makes me cry.
It's a lie. It's a lie. This song is not real.
Aren't they all kind of lies?
Ugh. I'm going to vomit. Here we go.
It was almost Christmas time. Here I stood in another line.
Oh, God, I hate him.
Trying to buy that last gift or two.
You know he has long, curly hair.
It sounds like Michael Bolton.
He has shoulder-length curly hair.
This guy?
And it's blonde.
Okay, here we go.
Little boy waiting anxiously, pacing round like little boys do. And in his hands he held a pair of shoes.
Here we go, Jesus.
And his clothes were worn and old.
So the kid has dirty clothes.
He was dirty from head to toe.
He can't afford shoes for his mother who's passing away. And it's a sad story. It's not real. It's a lie.
Believe what I heard him say.
The little dirty kid said this.
I want to buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size.
Oh, Lord.
Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while. And I know these shoes will make her smile.
Man, she's not going to walk anywhere.
How do you know?
She doesn't need shoes. Right. Daddy said she doesn't have much time.
That doesn't mean she's not walking.
I hate that song.
Why would I choose that song?
Oh, I got one for you. Gandhi, this is for you.
Okay.
Danielle requested this for you. Ready?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Come on, Gandhi. You ready?
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind to you. He won't have to use a dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door. That's the easy thing to do. See me now on Christmas morning.
Oh, tempo, tempo.
I don't know this part. Stairs!
I'm a little fool.
When I open up my eyes.
I know this. Here we go.
Catch on. Here we go.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles. No rhinoceros or whatever. Hippopotamus is a... And hippopotamus is like me too.
Finally a song we all agree on.
Me burrito.
Do you have Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by DMX?
I do.
Oh, yeah.
I love this.
Rudolph with your nose so bright. Got my sleigh tonight. Then all the reindeers loved him. And they shouted out, wait, please. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You go down to history forever. You go down to history.
All right. Are we on the radio?
What about the 12 Pains of Christmas?
Oh, I hate that
no.
song.
No!
No.
I don't even know half these people.
No.
I'll play just for that guy.
Come on, man. This is the
I don't know half these people.
This is my favorite.
The first thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me is
is finding a Christmas tree. The second thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The third thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Hangovers. Rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree.
Stupid song.
Wait.
It's almost as bad as Christmas shoes. Here we go.
Sending Christmas cards.
Hangovers. Rigging up the lights
and finding.
I love the lisping guy. Sending Christmas cards. I don't know half these people.
5 months of bills.
Sending Christmas cards.
Hangovers. Rigging up the lights.
Finding a Christmas tree.
It's better.
The sixth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me. Facing my in-laws. 5 months of bills.
Here we go.
I hate those Christmas cards.
I hate those Christmas cards.
Rigging up these lights.
I don't know. I don't know half these people. Watch, here it comes.
The seventh thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Facing my in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez. I'm trying to rig up these lights.
Is he supposed to be like a squishy gay guy? I mean, what are they trying to do? Sending Christmas cards.
For Christmas.
Charities. And what do you mean you're in-laws?
Here we go. Here we go. Here it comes. Here it comes.
Making out these cards.
Get me up here, huh?
But we have no extension cords.
Oh my God.
Finding parking spaces.
Daddy, I want some candy.
Donations. My in-laws.
Here he comes. Here he comes.
Writing out those Christmas cards.
Hangovers.
Now why the hell are they blinking?
Worst when they start blinking.
I this Christmas card.
Battery's not included.
No parking spaces.
Buy me something.
Get a job, you bum.
Here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes.
Yo ho, sending Christmas cards.
Oh jeez, look at this.
One light goes out, they all go out.
The poor queen. Here we go.
Stale TV special.
Not
no parking spaces.
Where am I going to go to the bathroom?
Cheers.
She's a witch, I
hate her. You ready? Here it comes, here it comes, here it comes.
Oh, I don't even know half these people.
Hello, lady. Johnny and Froggy.
Uncle Johnny.
We need to make Elvis proud.
Here
we go.
I'm ready.
Here we go. Let's go.
Melakalikimakai is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
What are you, bananas?
That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Are you crazy?
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. The sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melakalikimakai is Hawaii's way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
All you.
Melakalikimakai is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
Oh, yay.
That's the island greeting that we send to you from the wind. Where we're all gay.
Hey!
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright.
So bright!
The sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
Finish me off!
Melakalikimaka is Hawaii's way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, everybody! It's Christmas, and that means the Porky Pig Christmas album is on the shelf. Listen!
Christmas tree.
Stuff your stocking with Porky.
Check the holes with...
It's beginning to look a lot like Porky. Porky, the new two-record set.
Precious Island Night.
Will you just spit it out already? Listen, folks, buy Porky's new two-record set album, okay? It's beginning to look a lot like Porky.
Joy to the world. Oh, I forget.
You're cornered. The enemy is breathing down your neck, but just then you pull out your
flamethrower!
Flamethrower hucks a loogie over 30 feet.
Hell! What the hell?
It's a new toy!
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen.
Ready?
Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall?
Let's throw him on the truck and get out of here.
Oh, my God.
You've heard of G.I. Joe and now new G.I. Jane. But get ready for Alternative Lifestyle Joe.
Gay G.I. Joe.
Bend and pose Alternative Lifestyle Joe in all kinds of exciting new positions yes. that other G.I. Joes have only dreamt of.
Okay.
Bend and pose.
Oh, you know what I want for Christmas?
What?
I want a shaven Barbie.
New for Christmas. If you like shaven Ken, you'll love shaven Barbie.
Barbie has hair under her clothes, under her arms, and by her nose. Pull her arm to your surprise. It grows back over her thighs.
Wow. Oh, we've lost all control.
We have.
Best time of the year.
Oh, here's a wonderful gift for the kids.
Baby barf up.
Baby barf up.
Baby barf up. I think my niece asked for this.
The food goes in, but it doesn't stay down.
All right. You okay?
Yeah. Christmas shoes got to me.
Thank you,
seriously, the Christmas shoes song. I just want to have a word with whoever put that out. I mean,
it inspired a movie.
Oh, all right, we have to get into sound. Garrett,
we'll
do sound next. Okay?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, but after this, from Ja Rule Christmas Duets.
Yes.
Just in time for the holidays, it's the most anticipated CD of the year. Ja to the world. You'll get
Christmas, baby.
Baby.
Treat me right, put it on me, medic.
Move over, Yule log. It's time for the Ja Rule log. You'll love it when you hear this.
Holla,
la, 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 la.
All right. Okay, we'll let that go. Anyway, so Garrett, do sound next.
You got.
All right. Oh, I see a Tate's Bake Shop commercial in our future.
So excited.
Happy holidays from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
All right, Danielle.
So yesterday I was actually in the grocery store and I saw the holiday packaging on Tate's. It's very easy to spot because it's red and pretty and vibrant. Yes, yeah. And it tastes delicious. Hot chocolate. That's one of the flavors.
Yeah, so hot chocolate delicious. Cookies. And they also have...
hot chocolate with marshmallows.
Right. Mm. And they also have...
They also have... What's the other one?
Toasted almond, I believe.
Is that what it is? Toasted almond?
Yes.
Yep, toasted almonds. It's right here on the page. Toasted
I love Tate's. You know, look, year-round, we eat these beautiful Tate's chocolate chip cookies and white chocolate macadamia. But for the holidays only, you have hot chocolate cookies and you have toasted almond.
And if you don't get them now, then by the time the holidays are over, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I missed out. Somebody could get a really great gift if you put together a little gift basket filled with lots of Tate's cookies. I mean, there's always our favorite, the original chocolate chip, which is so delicious.
Amen, sister.
And they're everywhere. I mean, you really can go everywhere to get Tate's. Tate's is in every time I turn around, there's Tate's somewhere else. So just go somewhere and Tate's will be there.
Tate's is where you are.
Shop right everywhere. I don't know. What stores are by you?
Thank you, Danny. Can you get Tate's at the Piggly Wiggly?
You might be able to. I'm not sure.
Do we have Piggly Wigglies up here in New York?
I don't think so. No.
That was the cutest name for a store. Where are you going? My mom said, I got to go with the Piggly Wiggly. We need a can of cream corn.
We'll cream the corn.
My dad's like, I'm going to wear some of that goddamn cream corn again.
Yes, I'm going down to Piggly Wiggly to get some cream corn.
All right, so we're going to take a break.
Yes.
We have sound coming up.
Christmas time.
Happy holidays from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
I love that that post that came in to Gandhi. Danielle says, Gandhi, I love you, but for the love of God, stop making the vomit noise. Now, what'd she say? Read it, LA. She's actually a very sweet person.
It was very sweet, and she asked in the nicest way possible. She said, I think you're an amazing addition to the show. However, for the love of all things good in the world, please stop gagging on air. I legitimately have to pull over every single time because I start gagging and sometimes throw
really?
Up.
That makes her gag?
She said sometimes it's so bad she has to turn the show off and it sucks, but that she loves us and she's begging me to please stop gagging into the microphone, asking with pure love. Also, Nate and Danielle sending thoughts and prayers.
Oh, good.
She's
a sweetheart.
Yeah,
and nice. Look, I don't want to lose a listener.
No.
So maybe you should stop gagging on air. But stop it.
Sorry. Sometimes things just make me pukey. I have to stomach it and keep it all to myself just because one person puked.
I do love when you do that, though. Gandhi would be like, oh, God, we saw this awful movie. It made me vomit. No, it didn't.
Sometimes.
The movie didn't make you vomit.
Okay, but the previews for that foot show the other day definitely had me gagging. Oh, so gross. It's called My Feet Are Killing Me.
Right.
They're peeling things off, cutting things off, sawing things off.
Oh, that's
so gross. So gross.
That's so funny.
So nasty.
She's not really vomiting, though.
I'm
it's
not.
Just a vomit sound.
It's just the sound. I've never vomited
it's like
here.
It's punctuation.
Right.
Right.
Oh, that was the grossest thing ever.
I wonder, we should make a punctuation mark for that. What would it look like?
It would be, we already have it. It's like green stuff coming out.
No, that's an emoji. We need we need to change the language.
I think we do.
Yeah.
We have, Scary, don't we have the sound?
The sound of the, oh, I got you.
What?
I got a good one. Yeah, this is
nice. This poor woman has turned us off.
I'm sorry, lady.
She was
you're
nice enough
nice.
To send prayers to Danielle and straighten
it. And she was very sweet about it.
And then here we are.
Okay. See, that's
now
too
I'm far.
Throw up.
What?
What?
What's wrong, Danielle?
Oh, there goes Danielle.
No. Danielle, what's wrong? Danielle.
But it's a baby. You have that too.
She does this from time to time. Get a trash can. Here we go.
Oh my God.
You've never seen her do that?
No, I haven't.
She does it.
So
Danielle
hard.
Does it. If Danielle thinks of something gross like mayonnaise, here she goes. Mayonnaise. Oh, mayonnaise. How about a
warm mayonnaise?
How about warm mayonnaise?
That
a spoonful.
Lady was so nice.
She was so sweet.
How about a spoonful of warm mayonnaise?
A gallon of warm mayonnaise like falling out of the sky into your mouth.
She goes.
All the interns are like recoiling.
You want some more mayonnaise? Hold on.
Oh, no.
If she vomits, I'm going to vomit.
No, okay, stop.
No, seriously.
No, Garrett, let her have her moment.
I know, but.
Don't take this away from her. You okay?
Oh, Allie's going to puke now.
Yes. You know, the power of suggestion.
Allie, come here.
The power of suggestion is amazing.
Well, I know. Everyone, stop puking.
It's a sound of
we didn't do anything.
The place where my abs are supposed to be hurts.
What, no, Allie? Are you out there gagging?
No, I was going to go get her some water.
Thank you, Allie. That's very kind.
But I brought my phone in case you wanted me to record.
No, I don't want you to record.
But Danielle will do that.
No. She,
if you say one thing that sets her off, she's like,
the smell, you know, the smell of certain foods. Okay. Don't do that.
Poor Danielle.
Don't we need web hits, though?
It's a sound effect. It's not even real. It's not even real.
Gandhi and myself, we're getting rid of everybody here. No one's listening anymore.
I don't blame him. I wouldn't listen to this crap.
Oh,
what a stupid show. This is a stupid show.
Garrett.
This show is stupid.
Here, smell this candle.
We started out today talking about duking yourself, and now we're vomiting.
Come on, Danielle. What are you sniffing?
Oh, peppermint mocha from Dunkin'.
Yes.
Oh.
Smell it.
I'm not listening. I took my headphones out.
That's got mayonnaise in it.
No,
it's a mayonnaise candle.
I can't hear it. No, it's not.
It's a candle made out of mayonnaise.
It's peppermint
Come on.
Mocha.
Seriously.
I'm done.
Okay. Let's just calm down. Calm down.
I
can't believe we do this for a living. Do you know how much money they pay for this show? This is like one of the most expensive shows at iHeartRadio. Mm-hmm. They pay us for this.
Uh-huh. Oh, this poor woman. She's never listening again.
They're awful.
What was her name?
Coley Moley.
Sorry,
Coley.
Her name was Coley Moley?
That's her Instagram name.
All right, let's get into sound with Garrett.
All right. No Garrett. Vomit here.
No, no, it's a vomit-free zone.
Vomit-free zone. All right, let's go to sports. So over on ESPN, I'm sure it was like on ESPN 8, the Dart Championship. This is important because Fallon Sherrock, she became the first woman to beat a man in the championship.
Woo. And here's the sound.
That was not
Can
me.
You stop?
Okay, okay. Here's sound from the Dart Championship,
where Fallon Sherrock beat a man first time ever.
Here we go.
Game. Sherrock smashes the glass ceiling and wins at the World Darts Championship.
That's big. Sounds like a party.
To beat a man at the World Darts Championship. Fallon Sherrock is that woman on the 17th of December, 2019. She defeats Ted Evans.
Good for her.
They celebrated with warm mayonnaise sandwiches.
Ah!
All right. Perfect. All right, let's go over to Kimmel.
So it's the season where the all news anchors are doing stories about gifts, buying gifts, and they're all using the same script, too, apparently.
It's okay. You can admit it if you've bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
Well, it's okay. You can admit it if you have bought an item or two or maybe ten for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it. You've bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it if you bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it if you...
Who's writing this?
One person.
Or ten for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it if you bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it, Todd. If you bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
Okay.
Who's writing that stuff? It's like one person writes it for like 50 different news anchors?
Yep, and they send it out.
Terrible.
At least change up the numbers.
Yeah.
All right. So Mariah Carey had a big show at Madison Square Garden here in New York City on Sunday night. And then all her fans got on the subway on 34th Street here in New York City and sang a little Mariah Carey.
I love it when they do that. Love that.
Yeah,
I love
that. It was a lot of fun. All right, it's the end of the year, so that means a lot of montages coming out. So this one is from Adam Music on YouTube. This is called Goodbye 2019.
Oh, who cares? Anyway, I mean, really, who cares? I'm going to mash up all the songs from 2019.
Ooh. Oh, my God. It takes
talent. People are yelling at us on text because we're...
Sorry.
Because that lady sent us that message telling you to stop making the vomit noise.
Uh-huh.
And now they're like, you're making fun of her. I mean, no, we're not. She was really a sweet lady.
She was very nice, and she was very complimentary about everything, and then we probably just made her throw up.
Yeah. Well, Garrett, you're a good American.
I appreciate it. If you want to play this fart launcher sound from me testing that the other day.
No.
No, not at all. But thanks for showing up. We appreciate it. Yeah, someone said that I called it. I walked in late for the show today. I said, today's going to be a weird show. Did I say that?
You did. Yes, you did.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much so.
What a day, what a day. Christmas is almost here.
Oh, yeah.
What the f*** is going on here?
Elf orgy.
Elf orgy.
Elf orgy.
Elf orgy.
Elf orgy.
It's an elf orgy, dear. Care to join us?
Well, it has been a long day.
Happy holidays from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Oh, my God.
Elf orgy.
Elf orgy.
Elf orgy.
Taco Bell. I'm going to go right now. Hey, you know, some gifts are meant to be shared. That's why Taco Bell's Rolled Chicken Tacos Party Pack is the ultimate gift.
Oh, I eat them all by myself.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
You get 6 rolled chicken tacos and 3 dipping sauces and 6 crunchy tacos delivered by Grubhub. So they bring it to you. Just sit there on your butt. They'll bring it to you. Share the gift of tacos with Taco Bell's Rolled Chicken Tacos Party Pack.
Happy holidays from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. Yes, I'm sounding cheesy on purpose.
I recently worked with a mixologist on some killer Bloody Mary recipes, and there was a game changer involved. That game changer was Cholula hot sauce. I was so shocked and surprised by the awesome flavor. It had kick, it had heat. Cholula added everything to this morning drink. So go out and get your own Cholula, the bottles with the wooden cap.
Don't answer the phone.
Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
And today, it's from Garrett.
Yes.
What's it all about, Garrett?
Kristen's going to play a phone tap on her husband, Tony. Now, Tony's that guy on the block who loves to deck out his house for the holiday season with lights, blow-up things on in the front lawn, all over the house, even in the backyard.
Huh.
So I'm going to start the call to Tony as his brand-new neighbor that lives right behind him that he hasn't met yet. Let him know I have a little issue with his holiday decor around his house.
Oh, good. The new neighbor chiming in.
Yes.
The holiday decorations. Let's listen in to Garrett's phone tap. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Tony Flores?
Yes, who's this?
Hey, Tony. My name is George Feeney. I live right behind you. I just moved in about 3 weeks ago. We haven't met yet, so...
Hey. How you doing, George?
I know this is not the best way to meet, but I'm having a little issue and wondering if you could help me out with this.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, shoot.
I noticed about 3 days ago your Christmas stuff went up in your front and even backyard, too. But why have stuff in the backyard? It's just a little bit much coming into my house, and it's always blinking and boom, 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 and I'm trying to sleep, and it's like boom, boom.
I understand, but you know, you have to understand, too, it's the season.
Can you just maybe tone down the lights or take down a few in the backyard and just...
I know you're new and everything, but I ask anybody in the neighborhood, every single year, people come from all over. I am like, famous a little bit around the area for this, okay? You know, I've won awards every year. I get a prize, okay, for doing what I do.
Fantastic.
Get some blinds or whatever, and you know, I'm very sorry. You can't sleep. Put a mask over your face or whatever, your eyes. Cover your eyes somehow, but the lights are not going off, okay?
I was afraid
so
that we're going down this route. This morning, I went to your house, and I took your blow-up Santa.
You said what?
I took your blow-up inflatable Santa in exchange.
You better not have.
Yes.
You better not have even touched it.
It is sitting in my basement right now, and if you want to turn down some of your lights, you can get Santa back.
Listen to me. I get home about 6, 7 o'clock. That better be back where you found it. Do you understand me?
I will give it back and put it where I found it, exact place,
once
the lights get turned off.
No, the lights are not getting turned off, okay? I don't get ultimatums from you, okay? You listen to me. You put my Santa back.
Again.
That is a family heirloom. You understand? I'm going to put that in my will to my kids. Do you understand what that means to me?
You're giving your kids a blow-up Santa?
Yes, I am, okay? If it's any of your business.
All right, well.
None of your business.
Well, maybe we can work a deal.
No.
We're friends here.
Deals?
We're friends.
I'm not here to make deals.
All right, well, maybe you can come over. We'll have some coffee or maybe some tea. You seem like a tea guy. We'll talk about this.
I'll come there, take my Santa, and kick the out of you. How about that for a deal?
I will deflate Santa right now. I will deflate him, and you will not be able to blow him up again.
No, I'm deflating him. You don't even have even a scratch on Santa. I swear
I will cut
God,
Santa.
I will kill you.
I will cut him.
You will cut him. I'll cut you.
P.S. Make sure your wife is wearing some clothes, because I'm tired of seeing her walk around naked in the backyard.
What are you talking about my wife naked?
She had some orange juice naked the other day. Whoa, la-di-da, look at me.
No, she does not do that, first of all. And if you disrespect my wife one more time by saying that, you're going to get your ass kicked again.
I am not disrespecting anybody.
Give me 2 hours. I'll be there.
Kristen.
Oh, my God. I am in so much trouble.
I didn't know he was that into Christmas.
He's awful. Oh, he's calling me right now.
Let it go to voicemail. It'll freak him out a little bit more, and then we'll call him right back, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, honey. What's up?
Hey, listen. Where are you right now? You home?
I'm running errands. I'm at the post office, and then I was going to go to the school.
Sorry, forget all that. Go home right now. I need you to go home. Our house is under attack by that crazy guy behind us.
Our house is under attack?
Yes, he took Santa already.
He took Santa?
Yes, he said he saw Santa, and he's not going to give him back until I draw up the legs in the back. He's like keeping him up at night. I don't know. Whatever. I don't care. I'm like living behind the Grinch over here. He probably doesn't even celebrate Christmas. That's why he's all pissed off.
He might have a point.
What?
The backyard lights, if they're too bright.
What are you talking about? What are you turning on me now, too? Oh, yeah, and another thing. But he's telling me that he's looking at you through the window drinking orange juice naked. Were you doing that?
I do it every morning.
Kristen, what are you doing? Why would you do that?
It's not a big deal.
Oh, my God. They closed the blinds. I'm so embarrassed. This guy's, I'm telling him a liar, saying he's making things up, and he's telling me the truth on this. Put some clothes on and drink your juice, will you?
Tony.
What?
Hey.
Who's this?
Tony, my name's Garrett from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, and
what?
You just got phone tapped.
Oh, my God.
Call over Santa.
Yo, I already
wrong. I was already starting to drive at home. I'm going like 90 miles an hour over here.
Tony, what do you want to say to your wife?
Shanna better be home when I get home. And you better be naked, too.
Elvis Duran phone tap. Have an idea for a phone tap? Go to ElvisDuran.com. Click on the phone tap tab. Tell us what you want to do.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
You know what we didn't talk about today is here in New York, we had an Amber Alert yesterday.
Yeah.
This girl said she was kidnapped. Like a sex trafficking thing, right?
Well, there was footage of her getting snatched into a car right in front of her mom. Her mom was outside with her when a van, I believe, pulled up and yanked her into the van, and then her mom was right there.
And the rumor was it was they kidnapped her.
Yeah. What is it? There were four men. Is it sex trafficking? What's going on?
And so every phone in America went off with the Amber Alert yesterday. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, it was all made up. She made the whole thing up.
So ridiculous.
Apparently she had her friends get in on it with her. Obviously these poor guys who yanked her into that van. And now there's, some backlash.
I mean, it's not.
No, it's not good. It's not good. I mean, that's a very serious, serious subject.
Yeah.
It's very real.
It is.
And so you start pretending you're kidnapped with your friends and then an Amber Alert.
And let alone your family worries about you or whatever. When my son, who's 10, hears an Amber Alert, his anxiety goes to I can't even tell you. And he freaks out for days that it's going to happen to him. So you have to think of other people that are affected by what you do.
Oh, awful. Just awful. Speaking of anxiety, when you were cutting that bagel over WOR.
I don't want to talk about it.
I mean, Danielle basically almost cut her finger off.
And
she's bleeding all over the bagel.
So I cut my finger off. Not off. But I made a big slice in my finger, and there was blood everywhere. So engineer Jeff came in, who is he's an ENT. So Jeff goes, I think you're okay. Let's just wrap it. So we were wrapping it in Band-Aids, but now I don't know if I need a tetanus shot, but Jeff says that he doesn't think so because he thinks the knife was clean.
Just spray Windex
on
it.
But Nate, who just had a stroke, thinks I need a tetanus shot.
He just had a stroke. What does he know?
So I don't know what to do.
I mean, hey. Does she need to spray Windex?
I don't know when the last time I had that.
I don't see that. If you don't know the last time you've had a tetanus shot, I'd get a tetanus shot. But Jeff disagrees.
Can you overdo it on tetanus
shots?
No, I don't think. How much tetanus?
You can't overdo it. Technically, haven't had one in 10 years.
Let's go do some tequila shots.
No, that's a different shot.
Jeff,
spray it with Windex, you're okay.
No, that's not the answer.
Jeff, I know, but here's the thing. So over at WOR, they had bagels and stuff. And so there's this bloody knife over there. I'm like, don't use that knife. You don't know what she has.
No, you told them what she has.
No.
I'm not going to say it.
I don't have that, by the way.
Thankfully, I think Gandhi threw the knife away after the incident.
Thank you, Gandhi. You're welcome.
It's a perfectly good knife.
I hope no one ate that bagel.
I threw the bagel away, too.
All right. Hey, by the way, I really enjoyed my Pepsi this morning.
Yeah.
For breakfast, rather than having a bagel, a bloody bagel, I had a nice can of Pepsi.
Yes.
Thank you, Pepsi, for helping us remind people it's the season to gift it forward. And as you know, our friend Fallout Boy gave us a trip to join them on their Hella Mega Tour with Green Day and Weezer. The gift was to fly us to DC. You get to watch the show, get a VIP venue tour, meet and greet Fallout Boy, get a 10-minute bass guitar lesson with Pete Wentz, round trip airfare, everything. So what we did is rather than keeping it, Pepsi is like, hey, Elvis, gift it forward.
Yeah, we had fun doing that.
So we're gifting it forward to you. If you want to win this extremely cool Fall Out Boy experience, thanks to Pepsi, you can. So just go on to Twitter or Instagram, hashtag gift it forward, and hashtag Elvis Pepsi sweepstakes, and then give us a tag at Elvis Duran Show, and you could win.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that? All the info at ElvisDuran.com. We would do the Daniel report here, but she's still bleeding.
Yeah, I gotta go find someplace to give me a tetanus.
Spray it with Windex.
That doesn't work. It's
yes,
only
it does.
In the movies.
Yes, it does.
Welcome to the morning show.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
When it comes to finding the perfect gift, it's a basket from Tate's Bake Shop. It's the perfect answer. Of course, it's filled with their signature crispy and buttery chocolate chip cookies and more. Visit Tate'sBakeShop.com. Use the promo code Elvis. You get 20% off your purchase.